This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
I didn't give my broadband.co.za nearly a big enough punt there, Jan.
I appreciate it, though. Thank you very much. Good afternoon.
Okay, so tell us, because I actually was talking about your website earlier on this afternoon, saying it's never dry, it's always interesting. Take us through, say, two or three of the top stories that you've had so far this week.
Sure. The one story that we've got up is a result of a survey that we conducted. We had over 3,000 respondents. They're all IT professionals and tech-savvy consumers, so it's not representative of the whole of South Africa. It's representative of sort of the IT professional and IT executive community in the country. And we just basically asked them, which mobile network they're on, and then to rate various aspects of their mobile network, value for money, network quality, support and billing. And we then do like an average over those three dimensions, and we get sort of the top mobile operator. But then we can also see who rates best in value for money, who rates best in network quality, who rates best in support and so on. Anyway, bottom line is MTN came out on top. It was a few fractions of a point. We rated them out of 10. So let's call it, a few percent ahead of Telkom Mobile and, Cell C. So MTN got an average of 7.02, Telkom Mobile 6.87 and Cell C 6.82. And, Telkom scored so high. I was completely surprised that it came in second, but its value for money just trounced all of the other mobile operators. So even though Telkom's network quality was rated low, like third lowest, and its support was rated like second lowest after Rain, right? So Rain is the bottom of the charts, unfortunately, because of its poor network quality support and its middling value for money, or rather people don't see value for money when the service doesn't work. Let me phrase it that way.
Well, why am I not hearing Vodacom, Jan?
Yeah, Vodacom is second last.
No so way.
Out of five, yeah. So Vodacom's network quality is second only to MTN's. So MTN was 7.84. So let's put that in percentage terms. MTN was 78% and Vodacom was 73%. So neck and neck when it comes to network quality ratings. But because of Vodacom's value for money, it only got around 59% for value for money. That's like the lowest. It rated below every other network. That dragged its overall score down. So while people, say, the quality of the network they get on Vodacom is good, they're just not getting the value for money on Vodacom, and so that brought the average down. So the charts, let me, without getting stuck into all the scores, here's what people want to know, right? MTN, first place. Telkom Mobile, second place. Cell C, third. Vodacom, yes. Fourth. Rain, fifth.
Wow, fascinating. Jan, just in the interest of time, give me one more story.
Sure. Perhaps we should talk about the South African 5G prices versus the world. Or actually, last week you wanted to talk about Black Friday.
I did indeed. Let's do it.
Shall we talk about that now?
So yeah, you got
the,
2 minutes.
The official Black Friday day is 27 November, but we're seeing South African retailers really aggressively marketing Black Friday this year to hopefully, to put things in context, the reason Black Friday's name is Black Friday is because that's the day of the year where if your business was trading in the red, this is the day to push it into the black, right? And so I think that's what a lot of retailers are hoping for this Black Friday is to make up for the tremendously depressed economy.
Sure.
That we faced around the world because of COVID-19 and the lockdowns. But we're seeing fantastic deals from all over the show. Take a Lot, Game Macro, Incredible Connection, have all launched their first Black Friday specials in this week. So Take a Lot's Blue Dot sale, they never called it Black Friday, they've always called it Blue Dot, will officially be on 27 November as normal, but they're all having these sort of countdown sales until the end of the month. And so we've got a couple of their best deals up on the site for people to see if they want to take a look. So, that's from Take a Lot, from Game, from Incredible Connection. And there's a couple of interesting looking deals up there. I mean, the fact that the rand is so weak has really, really hurt our purchasing power here in South Africa. But I mean, if you're in the market for some cool tech, then we've got a pretty good roundup on My Broadband.
That is a fantastic reason to go to mybroadband.co.za. And to you, Jan van Meulen, thank you as always for your input this afternoon.
It's a huge pleasure. And remember, folks, spend wisely.
There you go. Now, we're going to chat about Black Friday tomorrow. I've got a sneaking suspicion that COVID has changed our value systems quite fundamentally, and I can't see people going out to buy for the sake of buying. Not this year.
I'm very interested to see what the statistics will bear out this year. I think that, you know, we're seeing a lot of analysts saying that this is going to be a huge Black Friday, bigger than any Black Friday ever. I'm waiting to see whether that bears itself out in the
You
numbers.
And me both. Jan van Meulen from My Broadband is here today. Thank you so very much.
It's a huge pleasure. Have a great evening.